From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We're glad that you've joined us for this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. Our speaker is Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns continues to study Paul's epistle to the Colossians as he brings the concluding portion of a message entitled, God's Mighty Work of Salvation. In verse 13 of chapter 1, the apostle wrote of God the Father, Who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. In this verse, the apostle is describing that new condition of those who have believed in Christ for salvation. The first thing Dr. Cairns noted is that salvation is a divine work. The text emphasizes that it is the power of our omnipotent God that frees sinners from the darkness of sin. Then, this salvation is a delivering work. Just as God brought the children of Israel out of Egyptian bondage, so the Lord Jesus Christ rescues his people from the slavery of sin. Finally, this salvation is a distinguishing work. It is those whom Paul refers to as saints in verse 1 who are the objects of God's deliverance. Dr. Cairns will conclude the message in just a few minutes. First, we'd like to call your attention to a devotional thought from Faith's Checkbook, a collection from the pen of the great 19th century English preacher C.H. Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is entitled, The Safest Place. The text is John chapter 10, verse 28, And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. We believe in the eternal security of the saints. First, because they are Christ's, and he will never lose the sheep which he has bought with his blood and received of his Father. Next, because he gives them eternal life. And if it be eternal, well then, it is eternal, and there can be no end to hell and heaven and God. If spiritual life can die out, it is manifestly not eternal life, but temporary life. But the Lord speaks of eternal life, and that effectually shuts out the possibility of an end. Observe further that the Lord expressly says, They shall never perish. As long as words have a meaning, this secures believers from perishing. The most obstinate unbelief cannot force this meaning out of this sentence. Then, to make the matter complete, he declares that his people are in his hand, and he defies all their enemies to pluck them out of it. Surely it is a thing impossible, even for the fiend of hell. We must be safe in the grasp of an almighty Savior. Be it ours to dismiss carnal fear as well as carnal confidence, and rest peacefully in the hollow of the Redeemer's hand.
So
listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're greatly encouraged by the response of you, our listeners, to these broadcasts. Every day we've been receiving letters by mail, by email, and we've been receiving phone calls. Some of you want to say thank you and tell us how much the Lord has blessed His Word to your heart. Some of you have told us of life-changing experiences through the preaching of God's Word. Some of you have written to ask for the literature that we offer here on the program, such as A New Beginning. This booklet is a plain man's guide to the way of salvation and going on with God. For a free copy of A New Beginning, or of any of the other literature we mention, please contact us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may call us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you may like to join us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a new feature on the website. During recent months, Dr. Cairns has been receiving questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, are there true prophets in the church today? Or, why does God allow suffering? The LTBS radio website now contains video clips of Dr. Cairns providing answers to these and many other questions. These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
Now, when God brings us into the kingdom of the Son of His love, saying that that Son of His love will act as King, He didn't just save you back then, He's still saving you today. He didn't just deliver you then, He's still delivering you today. This is an ongoing work. Or there is an aspect of salvation that's once for all and unrepeatable. Thank God you don't need to get saved over and over and over and over again. You're born again. You're justified freely, once and for all, and equally, all Christians. But you're constantly being saved. You're constantly being delivered. You're constantly being kept. You're constantly under the work of Christ, your King. So this is the delivering work. The final deliverance, of course, is going to come when the Savior returns. In the meantime, we may die. The soul will be perfected in holiness while the body lies in the grave. But that body's going to be resurrected. And thank God, Christ will give us the eternal and the full and final deliverance, what's called the adoption, the redemption of the body. Let me make one last comment. It's a divine work, this salvation, by which God brings us from the dark dominion of the devil to the liberty of the lordship of Christ. It's a divine work. It's a delivering work. But let me emphasize that it is a distinguishing work. He hath delivered us. Now, the reference is not to humankind as a whole. That would be untrue. It's a reference to, verse 1, the saints and faithful brethren in Christ. It's a reference, verse 5, to those who through hearing the word of the truth of the gospel have, to use the words of verse 2, exercised faith in Christ Jesus. It's a reference to the people mentioned in verse 12, whom the Father hath qualified or made fit or sufficient for an inheritance of the saints in light. So this is a peculiar people. It's a specific body of people that he refers to. Now, it would be sound theology to say that this is a reference to the distinguishing grace of God in election. It would be sound theology to say that when God delivers us, the us speaks of the distinguishing grace of election. But in Colossians 1, it would be very poor exegesis. For Paul is not here talking about the distinguishing grace of election. He does that plentifully in other places. What he's talking about here is the distinguishing grace poured out exclusively on the believer. In other words, this is a text that is denoting and describing the reality and the power of true conversion by faith in Jesus Christ. That's what Paul's talking about. And this is the testimony, therefore, of all whose faith is in him. And I want to emphasize that because there are a couple of things that need to be said. Number one, there is a class of people who view everything through the prism of God's electing grace. They see nothing in Scripture but election, and they think that they understand it. Poor idiots, for they don't. There's a class of people, therefore, when they see a statement like this, and they say, ah, that's election. And out of that comes a second problem. And by the way, that's a problem because if you want to see just how much of a problem, let me ask you to go to Brad Carper one day and, of course, pay him big money because he needs it. He gives a tenth to me, I don't think. But go to Brad Carper someday and tell him to get his camera out and tell him, now, I have a nose. I want you to take a picture of me quite normally, my whole face, or my whole body even, and my nose in proportion. And he can do that. In fact, if your nose is out of proportion, you can go into Photoshop and change it and put it back into proportion, make you far better looking than you really are. But he can do that. But then ask him to start monkeying around with the different lenses that, as a photographer, he has. And let him make the no's the absolutely dominating feature, the only visible feature of your whole physiognomy. You know something? You will not have a picture. You'll not have a representation that's in any way faithful. You'll have a caricature. That's what happens when somebody takes part of the revelation of God and makes it so dominant that they ignore other important parts of the same revelation. So that's a problem. Out of that, there comes a second problem, and it is the downplaying of a very important biblical fact. And it's this: God never, and listen to me very carefully, God never directs our actions or tells us to direct our actions by understanding the secret counsel of his eternal decree. Never. What he does tell us is that we have a responsibility as his creatures to respond to his revealed word, law, command, invitation, and gospel. He tells us, keep the commandments. Can you do it? If you're depending on keeping the commandments to go to heaven, you'll go to hell. But you have a responsibility to do it. And if you don't do it, you're guilty. By the same token, he tells us, believe the gospel. In fact, that's the first recorded sermon of our Savior in the Gospel of Mark. Repent and believe the gospel. That was his indiscriminate command to all who heard him. And it is a problem when people downplay the fact that when you hear the gospel, it's not your responsibility to understand the eternal decree of God. It is your responsibility to bow before God and believe his word and act upon it. And if you do so, you'll be received and you'll be saved. And when you do so, you'll come back to him and you'll say, Lord, this is all of your grace left to me. I'd still be dead in unbelief and in rebellion. No, it's all of grace, but grace produces response. And it is your duty to believe God. This is a statement of the power and reality of conversion in the lives of those who exercise their faith, as Paul calls it, your faith in Christ Jesus. You know, all who exercise faith, they can say, yep, he has delivered me. The rest remain under the dark dominion of the devil, with neither the will nor the power to liberate themselves. Now, this raises for you and me a question today. Very simple, but very far-reaching question. There are really only two kingdoms. One is called the power of darkness. The word power has the idea not only of strength, but has the idea of right. It's not saying the devil has a right to souls, but it is saying that sinners are lying in the place where the devil rules. He's saying that sinners lie in the realm of darkness. Okay? That's one. Then there's the kingdom of the Son of God's love. You're in one or in the other. First of all, we've got to find out, every one of us, where am I? Where am I? Don't fudge that issue. Don't hide behind religious profession. Don't hide behind a church membership or a baptismal certificate. Where am I? If you're still in the kingdom of darkness, let me tell you, He is able to deliver. And He delivers those who place their faith in His dear Son. There's the genuine power of conversion through faith in Christ. Question then is your faith in Christ? Or is it not? If it's not, and while it's not, you must perish. But by faith in Him, you'll have the reality of God the Father delivering you from the darkness of the devil's bondage into the joyful light and liberty of having Christ as your King. Let's bow together in prayer. Let us all pray. Father in heaven, we thank Thee for Thy word. We thank Thee for the mighty grace of God in Christ. We thank Thee for the divine work of salvation. We thank Thee for this great deliverance. We thank Thee, our God, for the mighty grace that distinguishes believers, that God gives to a believing people, a genuine life-changing grace. O God, our Father, we pray that Thou wilt reach the lost today and bring them by the quickening of Thy Spirit to repentance and faith. We pray, Lord, that Thou wilt bless Thy people. Enable us, Lord, to live joyfully under the Lordship of our Savior and fully to follow the Son of Thy love. How we thank Thee for rescuing us, removing us out of the kingdom of darkness, and receiving us into the kingdom of the Son of God's love. Lord, receive our thanks. Enable us indeed to walk worthy of such a Redeemer and such a Savior. Now, Lord, we pray that Thou wilt part us with Thy blessing. And as we leave the house of God, continue to work within our hearts that the word of the Lord may bear fruit in every soul and life. Be with us now and our abiding portion this day, and until the Savior either calls us home or comes again in all His glory, we pray, giving Thee our thanks in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.